I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On this program, we often talk about the people and ideas that are changing the country and how we are adjusting to those changes. In a few minutes, we will hear from Ibtihaj Muhammad. She is hoping to represent the U.S. in the 2012 Olympics in fencing, but she is also hoping to represent something else there, too, her Muslim faith. We'll find out more in a few minutes. But first, we go to Tucson, Arizona, where the Mexican-American Studies program taught in public schools is in danger. In June 2011, the state superintendent of public instruction, John Huppenthal, said the program violates a state law banning courses that promote resentment toward another race or class. The school district appealed, and in late December, state administrative law judge Lewis Cowell affirmed Huppenthal's decision. Now the superintendent has to make a final decision on whether the program violates the law. If he says it does, it could cost the school district millions of dollars. We wanted to learn more about the situation, so we've called upon Stephen Caesar. He has been covering this story for the Los Angeles Times, and he's with us now. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
We should probably just back up a second and say that the state law, in fact, was aimed at this particular program, was it not?
Right. Well, many trace this back to 2006 when well-known activist Dolores Huerta spoke at Tucson High, and in her remarks to students, she said that Republicans hate Latinos. And then at the then state superintendent of schools, Tom Horn, who's the current attorney general, tried to counter that message by sending his then deputy, who was a Latino Republican, to speak to the students. And while she was speaking, some students stood up, turned their backs, lifted their fists in the air. Some covered their mouths in tapes. Others walked out. And you know, Horn came back and wrote a letter to citizens in Tucson saying that he believed that the students did not learn this rudeness from home, but rather from their Mexican-American studies teachers. And so he began crafting a law that went into effect January last year. And his successor, Huppenthal, decided that the classes were indeed in violation of the law.
Well, you can understand how, oftentimes, political leaders don't appreciate the way students behave in public forums. But what about the classes themselves that are actually taught? Can you just give us an example of, or
sure.
are there some specific examples that are cited about what exactly these officials find inappropriate in the curriculum?
Well, Huppenthal likes to mention an occasion where he sat in on a Chicano literature class, and he mentions on the wall there is an image of Che Guevara, and that a lecturer cast Benjamin Franklin as a racist. And he mentions that while this lecturer did not directly portray Mexican-Americans as an oppressed minority, there's this sort of implied framework that, in his words, Hispanics are the oppressed and Caucasians are the oppressors.
Well, actually, we had a chance to speak with the superintendent yesterday. He wasn't available to join our conversation. But I'll just play a short clip of what he told us. Here it is.
The consistent pattern that we found in the lesson plans was that they characterized historical events in racial terms. Absolutely, we have to study historical injustice, but we need to do that within the context of creating a better society, not creating racial resentment that leads students into an attitude of getting even as opposed to getting ahead.
Does that represent the perspective that you've been hearing from him?
Yeah, definitely.
And I know that you said, though, he has sometimes in the past expressed this in terms that he now regrets, that he has himself used language that he now regrets. That, for example, I understand that he said that at one point he compared this curriculum to, the Hitler Youth being indoctrinated.
Right. And in my interviews with him, he admits that was an inflammatory comment. He doesn't use it anymore, and that it was, when he did use it, it was on a purely academic basis, and that, when these historical events are placed in the context of race, they inflame certain passions.
But what if race is in fact the truth? I mean, what if race is in fact the issue? How does he recommend that these matters be taught? I mean, for example, that slavery in the United States at one point did become racialized. What is his recommendation about how? I mean, I know that's not the issue in the Mexican American Studies program, but how does he feel that should be addressed?
Well, he hasn't been exactly specific with how this should be taught, so much that it shouldn't be taught in the way that Tucson goes about it. He mentions that these classes, teach these narratives that can you know, promote this sort of groupthink and victimhood among this group of students.
And what
who,
are the
while,
su-
sorry,
what, I'm sorry. What did the supporters say?
Well, supporters argue that you know, it does none of that, and that these classes actually push these marginalized Latino students to excel, and that they teach these long neglected slices of American cultural heritage. You know, Chicano perspectives on literature, history, social justice. They argue that they aren't trying to change the narrative so much that they're trying to be included in it. And on a sort of larger sense, for many Latinos, it's not just about the program. They believe that this law is just sort of another method in which Arizona is attempting to rein in the burgeoning social and political influence of Latinos in the state, along with SB 1070, which is the strict immigration law that passed in 2010.
That is certainly many people are familiar with, and it's been covered extensively both in the local and the national media. Now, I understand that some students and teachers filed a federal lawsuit saying that the law banning the program is unconstitutional. What are their arguments?
That it infringes on their First Amendment rights, and they argue that they could possibly lose their jobs should the program be dismantled. But, and so they've asked the federal court to place an injunction on the law, which would, you know, supersede anything at the state level.
What are there any, you know, bystanders here? I'm just sort of wondering if there's a middle. I mean, you've got on the one hand, well, actually, really what I'm also interested in, whether are the Latino parents supportive of the program? They're, who are also taxpayers in this community. I'm curious about whether what is public opinion saying about this?
It's mixed, you know, between Latinos and other parents. It's not really clear cut. There's a lot of, you know, white students that are in these classes, and white parents who support it. The community, it's sort of a very rich history in this community. Tucson's very proud of its place in the Chicano movement of the 60s and 70s. And, so it's mixed in the community. It's Tucson's more, you know, it's different than Phoenix. It's more of a liberal area in sort of a red state.
When is your sense of where this goes? Forgive me, Stephen. Where is the sure. your sense of where this goes next?
Well, you know, the Huppenthal has a chance. It's 30 days from when the judge came back with his ruling to make another final decision. When he does, the district can decide either to you know, accept the ruling or work the program into compliance or appeal again to Superior Court. And it's not exactly clear what they'll do.
It's a very rich story, and we do hope you'll keep us posted.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Caesar is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He's been covering the story in Tucson closely. He was kind enough to join us from NPR member station KPCC in Pasadena, California. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.